Chapter 4.
I tried to keep them up for you, but they're already asleep,
Juanita said with a faint smile. They stood in the kitchen, the dim light of the oven range casting shadows across the tile floor. It was just past 10 o'clock p.m. Tamara shrugged.
I figured. It's okay. I'll catch them in the morning.
A pot of albondiga soup was on one of the burners, still simmering.
I saved you some. It'll help you sleep,
Juanita said.
Thanks so much, Juanita,
Tamara replied before asking the question they were both waiting for.
And the cake?
Juanita gave a tiny grimace.
I put it in the refrigerator.
Tamara exhaled and put her purse on the counter.
What a bummer.
I know. It's okay, though. I explained to them that sometimes these things happen.
She was wearing jeans and a faded blue shirt with her hair pulled back into a ponytail as she fumbled with a dish towel. Tamara suppressed the urge to tell Juanita that child counseling was not part of her job description, but then she realized it actually was. It had been Juanita's resume, filled with previous clients who sang her praises for just such a gift, that had made Tamara hire her in the first place.
Thanks, Juanita.
Juanita hesitated and then continued.
It's okay. I was actually more worried that they would hear Mr. Fasano's call.
What call?
It's on the message machine. I didn't get to the phone in time, but I heard it. Janie had her headphones on, and thankfully the little one was in his room.
What did he say?
Juanita wouldn't look her in the eye. Instead, she looked down at her hands as she folded and unfolded the dish towel.
That he wouldn't be coming home tonight.
What?
Juanita shrugged.
He said something about staying with a friend who was having some sort of problem.
Tamara felt her jaw stiffen. Juanita was looking at her with a sense of pity. A slightly jaded look that seemed to say,
hey, we're both girls here. I mean, seriously, a friend?
To her surprise, Tamara's growing rage gave way to embarrassment. A message from her husband spending the night somewhere else to help a buddy for the night was not an immediate cause for suspicion in it.